This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
You want to lodge money? Christina says that you can use the post office in Douglas Court for lodgement to AIB. Thanks for that, Christina. 0818 96 96 96. Hi, PJ. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, says Katie, but a number of teenagers around Cork have collapsed in recent months, and it seems to be soon after they have been vaping. I was told this by my son. It happened to somebody he knew. That's kind of frightening, isn't it? There's a lot of nicotine in some of these, so they may well be collapsing from overuse of the vape. A lot of them seem to be buying their vapes online. God only knows what's in them ones. Can you imagine the unknown damage they're doing to their lungs? It's totally unregulated, and I'm petrified that we'll only realise the damage they're doing in a few years' time. It seems to be very fashionable now among teenagers to vape. And sure, they have no idea, have they, what they're putting into their bodies. I really think parents need to be warned and to be wary. And that's from Katie, who describes herself as a very concerned mum. Now, Eileen Keane from jumpstartyourconfidence.com. Eileen, you do workshops with teenagers all the time, and the subject of vaping comes up a lot, uncomfortably so, I think. Good morning.
Hi, PJ. How are you? Yeah, I suppose the last couple of workshops I did, to be honest, I left really angry and really upset in equal measures. These are kids who are like 13 to 15, and I would say a huge percentage of them either questioning should they vape or are already vaping. Yeah. I suppose the biggest problem, okay, I have a lot of problems with this, but the biggest problem I have at the moment is a lot of the teens, and it's not only teens, PJ, it's younger than that, but anyway, a lot of the kids and teens are buying, and adults actually, are buying these disposable vapes, Elf bars. There's a number of them. They're about 5 or 8 euro pop. But my way they're getting away with marketing is when you buy an electronic one that you plug in, right, and you buy the oil, yeah, the oil is sold in 3 mil, 6 mil, 12 mil, 18 mil in mils. Right. Now, when you look at the disposable, it says 2%. So obviously, people of all ages are looking at this going, oh, geez, this is great. This is only 2%. This is nothing.
Yeah.
But 2% equals 20 mils, which is the highest amount anybody's allowed to sell legally in this country. Each of them is at minimum 20 cigarettes a pop. Now, when I'm in a classroom, and I gave it to them between the eyes the other day, I can tell you I got such a fright at the amount of them at it. And the lack of knowledge around this is just harrowing. So I went to this other vape shop and spoke to this lovely lady who said to me, she said herself, I'm actually terrified what's coming down the line. These kids and adults alike, but really, let's try and protect our kids because we're failing them now. They're buying these things, thinking that they're 2%, understanding that that's very little, not realizing each one of them is 20 cigarettes a pop, and they have them in their mouths half the day.
So each vape is like smoking 26?
Yeah.
Wow.
These are now the 2% ones.
Right.
Now, the other problem with these, which I think people don't maybe understand, is there's a sweetness in these because seemingly they use a cotton thread through them. Yeah. So the sweetness, you will never get the same level of sweetness in an oil that you buy. So they're equally, I would say, equally in measure addicted to the nicotine and the sweetness.
They sound to me, Eileen, to be something like the vaping equivalent of Alco Pops.
And I'm way worse because what they're doing to their lungs, nobody knows. But I have spoken to people who have genuinely, and people like in the health system, who would say they are petrified. But PJ, for the love of God, what are we doing about it?
Yeah.
I mean, seemingly they're thinking or in the process of bringing in a law to make it over 18. What's that going to solve? Nothing.
Mm.
Nothing. I mean, there's no education. I've walked in and spoken to hundreds of young people. I see them in my rooms inside. And the lack of knowledge around this, and to parents, to be fair, I've been shouting from the rooftops, parents don't understand, to be fair, to them either.
Mm.
Like, there's no education. And as I said to the kids the other day, I said, no one gives a toss about your health because there's too much money to be made here. And that's a fact. And that's a very sad thing to have to say about whoever's running this in our country, because it's just wrong on every level.
Mm. I mean, cigarettes, I don't know what the statistics are. I haven't looked them up lately, but the statistics of kids smoking at 14 and 15, we're told they're down. But if they're replacing it with this stuff...
There's no if, PJ.
They are replacing it.
Every school in the country nearly has a vaping alarm in their toilet. What's that telling us now? This problem is not new.
No.
And yet, we are still allowing small little kids. I have heard of down to fourth and fifth class in primary school kids vaping because of the addiction. So if a kid even picks it up at home and takes a few pulls, I can guarantee you they'll be back for more.
And
because the sweetness is so dangerous.
If a youngster goes into a corner shop, well, I'm assuming it's a law-abiding corner shop, and looks for a packet of cigarettes, they won't get them.
No, I'm sure if they want them badly enough, they'll find someone.
I know,
someone
but I'm just saying, if the corner shop is law-abiding, they won't get them. But they can wander in and get a vape.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And so the over 18 thing might help.
It might, but really, it's like everything else, isn't it? They need education.
Yes.
They need to understand what they're actually doing. People cannot be allowed to sell these disposables at 2%, which I feel is hoodwinking the whole blooming lot of them. It's savage money. Every second child you see has a vape or is hiding a vape, and they think it's absolutely normal.
That's
and no
the
problem.
Thing. They think it's harmless because they're not smoking. They think it's harmless.
But why? Like, to be fair to the kids, who's telling them otherwise?
Yeah.
I just can't. I swear to God now, and I'm trying to hold myself back. I cannot understand how this is going on for so long, and there is nothing being done about it.
What do you
nothing
think should be done, Ellie?
Well, first of all, we need to rampage the schools and young people with education. Pictures scare the living daylights out of them, because if we don't, nothing's going to change.
Mm.
They have to come down like a ton of bricks on the vape stores of who's buying them.
Mm.
And maybe there should be, you know, a bit of education around to the people in the vape shops. To parents have to be educated. It should be plastered all over the place and on the papers and on the radios, because that's the only place things can change, as if we're educated. Like, I've openly said to a parent, if it was me, I know I don't say this lightly now, but say your kid is vaping at 2%, so they are used to a 20 mils of nicotine on their vape, which is a massive addiction.
That's a huge amount.
There is no point in any parent saying, give up your vape now, forget about it, or whatever. They're addicted.
They are, yeah.
In my opinion, they're more addictive than cigarettes ever were, because they can vape everywhere. At least with a cigarette, you've got to plan it, you have to go outside, you have to watch the smell.
If I remember talking to people over the years, as I said, Eileen, you're talking to someone who never smoked, and at this point in my life, probably wouldn't know how to light one. That's the truth. If you gave me a match and a cigarette, I actually would not do it. But I've been told by many, many people it is the hardest thing to quit. That it's actually, someone said to me one time, it's actually harder to quit the fags than it is to quit heroin.
Well, I have smoked, and to be honest, I did pop a vape or two, and I would honestly say I think the vaping is nearly harder.
Is it?
Because it's, you could, and what I've noticed even with my peers, and you know, all ages, is this thing is in your hand all the time.
Mm.
There's no putting it down. And the kids are the same. They're up and down the streets. They're hanging out, you know, all ages.
Mm. But they're wearing them. I see them on the bus. I see them on the bus. They're have it on their, around their neck on a lanyard with their phone kind of thing.
But these kids are an age group, PJ, that haven't even fully developed.
Yeah.
I mean, how in God's name has our Department of Health and Education allowed this happen? Because we will be paying a price. There is no question about it.
Yeah.
We will be paying a price 10, 15 years down the road. May God help us what's coming. But I just wanted to say today to parents, oh yeah, that's what I was going to say. So if your kid is vaping away on their 2%, please be understanding that they are, it is an addiction and they are addicted.
Yes.
They cannot just, boom. I would suggest, and I don't like suggesting it, even buying a zero vape with a sweetener, at least it is a way to ease them off. They can still be out with their friends or whatever, but they're, at least they're trying to, they're stopping the nicotine. And then the next step might be stop the sweetness. But it's not something that any of them will find easy to actually go cold turkey on.
Yeah. The American Lung Association warns, and we talk about the flavoured ones, warns of a thing called popcorn lung. Now, I don't know what popcorn lung is, but it doesn't sound like fun.
Look, nobody knows. There is nothing good about them. We do know that.
Yeah.
They are highly, highly, highly addictive. We do know that. Mm. And yet we are allowing our youngsters buy them, vape them, and get addicted to them. And there is nothing right about that.
All right. Eileen, thank you very much. Eileen Keane of jumpstartyourconfidence.com. Not putting a tooth in it. We got a problem with these things.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.